Ladies and gentlemen, this is not Steven Crowder. This is Dave Buttervoice Landau, and wow. You should go ahead and download the audio only. You can check that out on Spotify, iTunes, and other places where you can download podcasts. We're going to be talking about a quarterback, which the initials are QB. You played some ball in your day, didn't you?
That's QB. It is.
Yeah,
I was a TE. But he's a QB.
Yeah, did some ball handling in your day.
Nope.
So come handle our balls right here. Go ahead and leave us a rating.
Or comment below.
And make sure that rating is positive, just like I am.
Or above.
Or, yes, just A pluses. 5 stars.
Oh, respectable, man. That's pretty good.
I made some movies I'm not proud of. Good to be here.
It was vulgar.
What? What do you mean? I'm talking. Great. Have you seen the movies I'm in? You wouldn't be proud of them either. All right. So, anyway, good to be here. Welcome to Louder with Crowder. I'm Dave Landau. Of course, some of you have heard of me. Most of you haven't. And joining me today in the studio, we got Gerald.
Yo.
Tuckanowan.
Tuckanowan.
I had to switch it up. Tokenowan, how you doing?
Good.
Not so tiny, tiny Tim. Quarter Black.
Yo, what's up?
And Craw Daddy.
Trainwreck Part 2.
Yep, that's what we're doing. All aboard the choo-choo. We're going into the wall. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. And be sure to subscribe. Also, what else do we do?
We comment. We go to the merch shop. We go to Crowder Shop. We'll talk about that in a second.
You ring that bell?
Get that shirt right there.
Today we're talking.
It's George Washington without the teeth, jerks.
He had a mix mash of teeth.
Fine, whatever.
I
don't
know how many times I got to explain that.
Yeah, he had some people's teeth that worked for him. I shouldn't say worked, where they were in aid. But yeah, then he had, wooden teeth in there too.
That's not.
What a mess.
Total lie.
I bet everybody stunk. Oh. Can you imagine how bad everyone smelled
social
back then?
Social distancing was a thing for a reason.
Breath? Oh, yeah. Just the breath of him on top of you. I don't know why George Washington.
Why did you go right to that?
I just right pictured Barbara Washington or whatever. Martha Washington.
Barbara. You know, one of the Washingtons.
Yeah, one of them. Who knows? One of the many.
What is this, the Biden family?
One of his kids that look like you. Oh man, lineage.
Good start.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
I think this is the third rail.
So is this literally what he just texted me about?
It's a bad thing.
Okay. No, we're not doing anything.
No,
it's offensive. Not on Dave Landau's Louder with Crowder.
No, sir.
We are going to talk about the term Latinx and see if Hispanic people actually do prefer it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fair. Hunter Biden also smoked Parmesan cheese, which is kind of weird. We'll get to Clarence Thomas, the epic concurring opinion about digital media companies and the allegations against Deshaun Watson. Have you heard about this guy?
Deshaun.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Heck of a QB.
Spoken like a true fan.
Right? Is that how you say it?
Is that football?
It's football.
Am
it's
I doing this player. Right?
Is that right?
QB is correct, yes.
Yeah.
So with a name like Deshaun, I knew it wasn't hockey.
That's true.
Wow.
There is one Deshaun in hockey. Yeah, he drowned.
Okay, moving on.
It was a hot day.
Terrible.
It was very warm. Yeah, they didn't understand. Warm. You had to wait for it to freeze. What position were you?
I was a tight end.
A tight end?
Yeah, don't.
You no. certainly wow. were.
Stop.
We'll keep that from behind the paywall. Anyway, and finally, we have exclusive tapes from a phone call between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Really?
How do you guys like that?
I love it.
And again, we're just going to jump on it again. The best way to support the show is go to crowdershop.com. Right. It's a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, mug club/live chat. Comment.
Yes, not right now on YouTube because you can't, because you are degenerates for the most part. But the people that are on the Blaze can chat, and then we'll answer those later on.
Yes, hit that
and
bell.
And we love you either way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we appreciate that you're here.
Just many fans. Not that much. Yeah, many fans from my old show that are garbage, just trash.
And we love you.
And I do. I love many of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, and many of them I don't. So it's the opposite.
They won't
of love.
Go away.
Yeah, they really, it's like a cyst. So breaking right now, Biden to take executive action on guns. Biden is going to issue executive actions on guns today. I read that twice.
This is good. Get him.
I guess I shouldn't read the part that says don't read. So anyway, Biden is expected to issue 6 orders supposedly aimed at reducing gun violence by requiring background checks for ghost guns and red flag laws.
What is a ghost gun?
Yeah, what is a ghost gun?
I don't even know.
I believe Peter Venkman had one.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yes, yes. We'll have to look it up. Like, what technically is a ghost gun? Do you know?
It's a gun you make yourself. It doesn't have a serial number.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Is that what it is?
Because it's legal to sell those now.
Yeah, they could sell you an 80% lower, and then you drill holes in it. And
oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and it doesn't have a serial number.
I didn't know that.
Hey, we learn something every day.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that is what I buy out of lunch bags.
Correct.
I like it.
Tim has a few.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I bought 2 off of him. Don't tell anybody. The guy's trunk is filled with guns. Yeah,
that's just weird.
Yeah.
Ghost guns.
Ghost guns, yeah. They're not real. So you go to reach them and you're like, where?
You go like, oh, where's my Glock?
And then you just cover it in ectoplasm and you're like, that's not ecto. All right.
Anyway.
So which mission wonder?
Deshaun?
Deshaun, is he here?
Already coming in?
Is he getting a trunk tug?
It's later.
It's a little early.
Which makes you wonder who's running the show here, since during the Democratic debates, Joe insisted on following the Constitution when it came to gun laws.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
No, Kamala. No.
She's terrible.
She is annoying.
She's haunting us.
Oh, geez.
She sounds like she's crying whenever she speaks. It's a plaintive wail.
Yeah, it's sort of. I thought a wail different. But she's not heavy. She's very in shape.
And she flaps her arms while making a point, sort of.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. She's like, ah, ca-ca.
She did an
extra. Eggs that she lays and then is like, kill it. So.
Not literally.
It's no, not literally.
No.
Just before it hatches.
Scramble.
So it's also. That's it. Anyway.
Move on.
Roe versus Wade versus Kamala. It's also a bit ironic, since we recently found out Joe Biden's son Hunter lied about his past drug use to try and buy a gun in 2018.
What?
Which is a felony.
Well, normally it's a felony. Not in this particular case, I guess, because it's Joe Biden's son.
I'm also finding this out now myself as a gun owner.
And it ended up in a dumpster next to a school, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's just an
adult.
Well, I think if you're going to throw a gun away, it's important to do it near a school.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
I thought it was like you throw it in a river or a lake, probably.
What I do is I just paint the tip of a real gun orange and just hand it to any kid.
Oh, it's totally not real.
Like, here you go. It's not
fun
loaded.
Games.
And it's like, it is loaded.
They do things differently in Detroit, don't they?
They do.
It's pretty damn.
Well, if you pull an orange tip gun on a cop, you're not going to make it home for supper.
Oh,
that's actually on our flag. So
state model. It's a little wordy.
Yeah, it's not a great slogan.
No. Yeah, there are.
That's why they came up with Pure Michigan, because Tim Allen was tired of going paint the tip orange. Come to Pure Michigan and pull a gun on a cop. So, question of the day. Will I get the show canceled?
Yes, likely.
Is jury still out?
Is it still up?
Highly likely.
Okay. Okay, I actually, the real question of the day is, what do you remember from the Hunter Biden story? Was it memory hold for you?
What? Did it just go away?
Basically.
Yeah.
Comment down below. That's what I'm telling the viewers. Comment down below, what do you remember from the Biden story? Put it down there. I don't care. Write your comment. I'm not you. I'm me. I'm better than you. Look at me, and now look at you. You lose. Look at Gerald. He's better than you. There you go. All right. He's a tall man.
He is.
He is.
I look can't at tell him. In the chair.
No, you can't. He's sitting.
Yeah. Look at him. He looks
I've
like
heard
he's
that more
feet.
Than anything else. I'm surprised by how tall you guys are.
Oh, I always get the complete opposite.
Well, yeah. I don't ever get that.
No, I always get like, wow, you're short. Do women talk to you?
Just your wife.
Yes. She, oh. She's taller.
No, in a good way.
Everyone's taller. Come on, you're married. No, it's fine. You owed me for that comment I made yesterday.
Yours landed better.
It's fine. Well, it hurt equally as much. You've probably heard the new term Latinx going around. It's supposed to be a politically correct way to refer to Hispanic people. You guys have heard of
this? Yeah, it's like genderless.
Mm-hmm. I think,
taking
yeah.
out the
yeah, it's a gendered... it's to avoid a gender... yeah, whatever.
A snafu.
I just don't care. It's Hispanic people, and to avoid a gender language, yeah. which, I mean, never mind that every word in Spanish is gendered.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. we decided to go out and ask some Latinx people what they thought of the term.
Latinx voters, Latinx community,
Latinx,
Latino, a Latinx person.
Here's some Spanish 101 that can be hard for people learning the language. Every noun has a gender.
Language is ever changing, and that's certainly the case when it comes to defining people of Spanish speaking origin here in the U.S. Spanish is a gendered language, and the old favors masculinity. So now we have Latinx.
The Spanish language is really gendered, so Latinx is the gender neutral alternative.
I identify as Latinx. I mean, obviously,
everything that we were taught came within the last 100 years, and it all came from straight white men.
This notion that any masculine presence in a space changes the grammar of the language, assigning importance to gender in a way that communicates to girls and women that their experience is necessarily changed by the presence of masculinity. And when I think about that linguistically, and I think about the implications on a culture whose language has that kind of hidden inequality with regards to binary genders.
Despite what the media, Twitter, and my Netflix queue has told me, look, I am not convinced that Latinx is a thing, that it's ever been a thing, outside of rich white women circles, and so I decided to check it out for myself with people who actually speak the Romance languages.
Nowadays, they're talking about, like, language that's offensive. Do you refer to yourself as Latino, Latina, or Latinx? Because now they're saying Latinx is the term. Is that what, have you heard that?
Latina.
Latina. Latina. Okay. Yeah, because now they're saying Latinx is the new term they're using in college. Did you know that?
Oh, I don't know.
Hi, I'm so sorry. This is, might be a weird question. I was asking her, are you Latino?
Okay.
Are you Latin American, Latino, Hispanic?
Latin.
Are you a Latina?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I don't want to be offensive. You know, I want to be sensitive. And what do you prefer the proper terminology? Do you prefer Latina, Latino, Latinx? How do you...
I don't know.
Do you call yourself Latinx?
Just... Okay, give me a moment.
No, it's okay. Is it just Latina?
Yeah.
Okay, so Latina is not offensive. Is that okay? That's respectful if I say Latina American?
Yes.
Okay, that's all. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And since I'm a busy man, I asked some of my employees to go do the same.
I prefer the term Latin or Latina as preferred to like Latinx. Have you heard of that?
No.
No? Yeah, it's like... You don't, yeah.
It doesn't affect me, no.
Okay.
Is that the way you're teaching at school? No.
Well, now that's like the like PC term.
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to say Latinx.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
It's regular.
Are you Latino by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, so question for you. Have you heard the term Latinx?
No.
Okay. Ask and see if, like, what people actually prefer.
Latinx?
Yeah, have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Latinx?
I don't know.
No? I totally yeah. That's yeah. we're trying to figure out if it's like useful to start using that.
Latina.
Latina's good.
Yeah, it's Latina.
Same thing. You never heard of Latinx?
Mexicana, Latina.
Mexicana. I like that one. Latina. I'm just trying not to be, you know.
But no X. Yeah, no X.
Yeah. The
they add an
X. Yeah. All right, thanks. You know what I'm talking about? There's Latinx is like the new phrasing. Mm-hmm. No?
Just curious if people actually call each other Latinx.
I don't really use that word.
Okay, do you like being called Latina, Latino, or Latinx?
What?
Latinx. Do you like being called Latinx?
Latinx.
Like Latinx? Have you ever heard of it? Okay, so you don't go by Latinx?
Yes.
Okay.
There's this term going around like social media, Latinx. Have you ever heard that? Latinx, it's like Latino, but like they cut out the gendered language. I don't know. Do you know anybody that knows what that is?
No.
Prefer to be referred to like Latinx or Latina?
Latina.
Latina? Have you ever heard of Latinx before?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Hey, have you ever heard of the term Latinx?
Which one?
Latinx. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, we're just
Latinx.
It's like a new word.
No, I've heard of it.
Latinx? Have you ever heard of that? It's like the new way you're supposed to say Latina or Latin. You never heard of it?
It's like trending on Twitter.
And which do you prefer? Do you like?
No matter. It's just regular Hispanic.
That's what we're just trying to figure out. Like, it's you don't want to be offensive, you know, these days. I prefer if it's like Latinx or Latina.
I personally prefer Latino because
Latino other, like just
yeah,
a coverall.
The other one really doesn't work in like Spanish, you know.
Right, because it's gendered, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really work in Spanish. I don't like the term.
Yeah,
the one with the G.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's like an X at the end. They cut off the last part.
Yeah, it doesn't work in Spanish in the way that the language does.
Yeah.
The good is like people who are Latin who speak Spanish and stuff are transgender, but it's really good.
Okay. Okay. So, do you prefer like Latino, or would you prefer like if people use Latinx more?
It's hard.
That's fine.
But if it was a transgender person, then they can prefer like their guy or girl. Probably maybe Latinx, maybe.
Okay, thank you.
So there you go. Out of everyone we asked, only one person preferred the term Latinx was younger, woke, more Americanized.
The Pew Research Center has just published its first study on the use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. It found that most Latinx adults in the United States haven't heard of the word, and only about 3% use it to identify themselves as an individual.
What do you think? Have you encountered people requesting the term Latinx in your everyday life? Or do you think that this deserves to remain in the rich white feminist graveyard?
The rich white feminist graveyard is actually in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's good to know.
Is it on like the tourist map? Like
it is.
Find it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look to your left, there's the
Stop
rich 12. White feminist
it's pretty cool.
Graveyard.
You put flowers on just the men's graves.
Oh.
The male feminists.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing. Did you know that?
Support. Yeah.
What? Yeah. So, guys, go ahead, ring that bell. That's the best way for us to get subscribers, along with commenting. Hit up that bell. Hear that? That's a bell.
Click it.
Smack it.
Hear it.
Smack it.
These aren't your old fans, Dave. These are our fans. A different crowd.
Yeah, slap it, tug it. What? It's
a bell.
What's the bop game?
Yeah, it's bop it.
Flick it. Yeah, flick it. Flick it. Rub it.
No.
NFL player. So story.
We'll get to it. You'll understand later.
You'll understand later, guys. I don't know if you've heard about that QB. QB?
QB.
Yeah, I want my quarterback. All right.
The song none of the women sang.
No. Baby back ribs.
All right.
Remember that Chili's?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Who can
Classic.
Forget that?
Yeah, and then you have the McRib, and I've never eaten a McRib. I'm not.
It's disgusting.
Lie.
I'm pissed off about it's that one.
They're seasonal.
The Irish should be offended by the McRib. Come on.
Why would it be racist. Seasonal? Like the animal that comes from is in season.
Yeah.
You understand the green shake around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, not the McRib.
I will eat a shamrock shake all day. That is a delicious treat.
Yeah. Is it?
Now, I don't know if it's pork or cow the McRib comes from or the shape of a rib.
It's a mystery meat.
But yeah, it's a very sick animal.
Yeah.
I guess they have to wait for it to want to kill itself and then they're like, oh, it's in season. It's got a whooping cough. All right, so
it started cutting itself. Yeah, it's time to get the marketing going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It keeps running headfirst into a wall like Aaron Hernandez. So anyway,
that football?
Yeah, that's another football player.
Football reference. A tight end, nonetheless.
Is he a tight end?
Well, he was.
Well, yeah, I heard he had a couple lovers. So anyway, the CBS makes. Am I on the right part? Great,
you are.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys do know that CBS has made Hunter Biden the victim.
Oh, that's sad.
Hunter Biden is coming out with a memoir entitled "Beautiful Things," named after his niece's feet.
Oh,
and what?
Oh.
True, am I wrong?
It's very true.
It's very true. We can put up sources. They'll take the video down.
At LottaWithCrowder.com.
Yeah, we won't put up the video. It's actually a crime. And earlier this week, he did two CBS interviews to promote the book.
Did you say you and your dad talk every night?
Every night, yeah. No.
If it's possible to pull the politics out of it, I'm left with tremendous sympathy for a family that has been ripped and wounded by this. I mean, no matter how good a parent you are or how bad a parent you are, this can happen to your family, and we're seeing it play out in very public detail.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
If it helps them get better, I'm sure Joe Biden's all for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a father.
He's got family support, for sure.
He came to my apartment one time, and this is when he was still in office, as vice president. And so he kind of ditched his Secret Service. Figured out a way to get over to the house. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, honey, what are you doing? I said, Dad, I'm fine. He said, you're not fine.
So he calls his adult son honey.
I refer to Steven as sweetie.
My dad called me sugar tits.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He'd flick my nips.
Oh, not all
sugar. He'd be like, you're on punishment, sugar tits.
And that was the punishment, the flicking?
That was it.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
well,
it was.
I'm glad it didn't go any further.
Cruel, I mean, unusual.
It went on, though, for days.
When you least expected it.
Ow! Son of a. It's like being waterboarded, except with nipples.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't understand now.
And of course, did your parents punish you?
Of course. I mean, look, I have sympathy for Joe Biden and his family. You can be great father, and sometimes really tragic things can happen. I mean, a lot of you guys know my sister was into drugs, and I've talked about this. She has a great redemptive story.
Mm. That's great.
We grew up in the same house, right? So things like that can happen. I think what we're poking a little bit of fun at here is that it seems like there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the Biden household as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just that part.
I think drugs are pretty normal, but if your dad came over to talk to her and was like, "Hey, young man," like that's essentially what honey is.
Yeah,
it's a weird. It's a you don't call a guy that.
Maybe your mom would call you that, but not your dad. Like, that's
I'd be
weird.
Like, "Hey, son," like there's like this father son moment. Son, you're not okay. Hey, and honey, maybe if honey,
honey boy,
I don't know. Yeah, that's just weird.
It's like, just weird.
Here, you combine it with smelling kids. You combine it with putting women on his lap. You combine it with forgetting. I'm just like, I don't know, man. That's a little strange.
Yeah, he didn't know who he was talking to.
He's like,
thought it was his wife.
I thought my dad ditched his Secret Service detail and showed up at my house calling me honey.
Right. Well, also, like, Donald Trump Jr. gives like a really impassioned speech at the RNC, and everyone's like, oh, he must be on cocaine. Meanwhile, like, we know what Hunter Biden was doing.
For a fact,
and what's the media talking about?
Oh yeah,
you know.
Did you see this? The squirrely, shaky, scared
Twitchy
look Hunter
McGee
had
over here. In the interview.
That's what cocaine looks like, and it's because I used to do it, and I had access to mirrors. In fact, I was looking at a mirror when I would snort it.
Those come in handy. They come in handy, Dave.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's why you have the mirror. It's like you want to look good after you've powdered your nose.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Got it. Anyway.
in the Quran. All right, so, and of course, CBS grilled them hard with the questions.
And then there's this. In 2014, the younger Biden took a job on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, at a time when his father, who was then vice president, had an active role in U.S. policy toward Ukraine. It raised eyebrows at the time, but by the 2020 elections, Hunter Biden was the center of a political firestorm.
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
it wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
Looking back, did you make a mistake taking a spot on that board?
No, I don't think I made a mistake in taking a spot on the board.
In October 2020, a New York Post article said that emails purportedly showing shady dealings in Ukraine by Hunter Biden were found on a laptop computer that he supposedly left in a Delaware repair shop in 2019. The details were sketchy at best. And last month, a declassified intelligence report said that before the election, the Russians had launched a smear campaign against Joe Biden and his family.
Still it does not this? Specifically talk about your laptop.
Yeah.
Was that your laptop?
I don't know.
I know.
I really don't know.
Okay.
The answer is.
You don't
the
know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be
well,
that
stolen.
I was hacked. It could be that it was the that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to be repaired in Delaware?
Not that I remember at all.
Well, you were on crack. So.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
I could have been wanting more crack and sold it.
Yeah, who knows? Not that I remember.
I'm sorry, that last line, we'll see.
Like, we'll see.
We'll see.
Are you finding out with the general public? Like, gosh, I really want to see the end of this story. I have no idea how it goes.
Yeah,
I'll be tuning in.
It's not like they already exposed it and everybody pretended it didn't happen. Yeah, and we'll see how it worked 6 months ago.
The specific details from the New York Post are sketchy.
Yeah.
That's but Hunter Biden, not so much.
Sketchy at best.
His comments, his comments were just taken at face value.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Sketchy at best. They don't rebuke anything that they've said because they know it's true. And, you know, here's a rundown of the events surrounding Hunter's laptop and the Ukraine Energy Board position. Twitter censored the New York Post story on Hunter's laptop. We all know that.
Yeah.
Claiming it was it was hacked information.
Yeah.
When it wasn't.
Oh, I thought there was a clip.
There is.
Oh, where
Play
was it?
Play that funky music.
Well, somebody's not on the ball, and it's not me.
We made a total mistake with New York Post. We corrected that within 24 hours.
I hate his face.
It was not to do with the content. It was to do with a hacked materials policy.
Ah.
Oh, the hacked materials kiddie porn policy.
So glad they're enforcing that. Yeah.
What a terrible... Ugh.
Do you guys remember Awful when this person. Happened, right? So they banned them. They said, we fixed it within 24 hours. But what they did is they actually came back and said, no, you can't have your account unlocked again until you fix the tweet by deleting it.
Right.
Right. And so this is the New York Post. What was the top five circulated newspaper in the country?
Easy.
This was on the heels of, I think, New York Times leaking Trump's tax returns, apparently, and Twitter having no problem with putting that story out there. And then he said, yeah, we were wrong for taking you down, but you still have to delete the tweet because when we took you down, we weren't wrong yet. We hadn't realized that moment in time.
Yeah.
So this is just some weird wormhole we all kind of fell into for this, right? Well, it took actually 2 weeks for Twitter to get them back up and running.
It's crazy. And also, the guy who owns Twitter looks like he only grants evil wishes.
It's true.
Oh, no. It's like a monkey's paw thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. He's a wishmaster. Just a creepy looking guy. All right, so he looks like a Amish guy on Rumspringer, but he just stayed there. So I'm gonna do ecstasy.
I'm gonna start a media company.
It's gonna be great. Former VP Joe Biden got a Ukraine prosecutor fired to protect Hunter. Did you guys know that? That's another fact.
I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee, and I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor.
It's not Yatsenyuk.
So they said they walked out the press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Oh, blackmail. Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Nice. Let's see if they take the term blackmail out of context.
I love how these elitists talk about the $1 billion as though it's theirs. It's ours. It's our money.
It is.
He talks
money.
Like he's got a checkbook. You know, right. He's just,
yeah, it's not taxpayer money.
Little tough guy.
I like how he builds himself up as though he isn't just the vice president at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One of the most least consequential positions in the U.S. government, other than you could be president soon if something bad happens. That's about it.
Just in case, guy. Just
and who case. Knew something did?
It's terrible.
He it is amazing, though, that yeah, he just says that, and essentially the story is, like you said, talk to the real guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do anything about
it. Well, and lest we forget, Donald Trump was accused of committing a crime by doing what he that did on camera.
Thing. Right. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It's and amazing. Trump didn't
That's
do
an amazing
it.
Amazing thing.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hunter also had texts about FaceTiming naked with someone who was allegedly to have been 14 and close to him. We won't say who exactly. I already did. But you can do your own research.
Not hard to find.
No, it's there is information out there. It was in the New York Post, as we've mentioned before, yes. And everybody went, I still think it's fine.
It's okay.
They tried to slander Tony Bubulinski's. You remember that guy?
Yeah, Bubulinski.
It's a good name. Bubulinski, Italian bread shell. They tried to slander Tony Bubulinski's eyewitness accounts of Hunter's Ukraine dealings as Russian disinformation.
Joe Biden at a public debate referencing Russian disinformation when he knows he sat face to face with me, that I was traveled around the world with his son and his brother, to say that and associate that with my name is absolutely disgusting to me.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Bidens' history, the Bidens' family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden.
Is he dead yet?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I think Biden keeps forgetting to have him killed. He means to.
It's
just slips his mind.
Not quite as quick as the Clintons, you know.
No, he's always like, who was I supposed to suicide today? I don't remember.
The Clintons have better staffing.
You That's have true. Till 3 yes, o'clock to have them hang. All right.
Leaving here in 3 hours.
Well, they also, question two.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we got to put that out there. They did ask him why he banged. Now, I want to put this more diplomatically. dead brother's wife.
Beau's death shook the entire Biden family. But the way Hunter dealt with his grief made headlines when he began dating his brother's widow.
After Beau died, he started a romantic relationship with Hallie, his widow.
It's biblical. Come on,
when
man.
When the news of that broke, how did people look at you?
Poorly.
I think people were confused.
Disgusted.
Yeah. And I understand that.
Horrified.
I mean, I really do. To me, it's not something that is difficult to explain because it came out of a real overwhelming grief that we both shared. And
overwhelming urge to do
we were together and trying to do Certainly the were. Right thing. And that grief turned into a hope for a love that maybe could replace what we lost.
Yes, you had sex to replace your dead brother.
Got it.
Totally makes sense.
Sure. Here's for you, bro.
People were confused
R.I.P.
about that.
I'm taking care of her. 40.
Don't worry. She's in good hands.
Did they just start their relationship after he died? Because one of the overlays said it looked like the article
at the wake, an affair. Yes, immediately at the wake.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's no way, in my opinion, I got to be clear.
Yeah.
There's no way there wasn't something before. It's not like you're at the wake and you're like, so he's not around anymore.
You got some free time.
How you feeling?
I don't have trouble explaining this at all.
It's my understanding that you're single now.
Come on, man.
This is like wedding. This is like wedding crashers. Just crash the funeral.
Yeah. Funeral crashers.
Dave, you're so dark stupid.
They're like, could you just please go? Every time somebody dies, he just walks in like, hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Is that my relative's wife? Here's what they didn't tell you. He cheated on her with a stripper and had a kid with her, confirmed with a paternity test.
Uh-oh. That's messed up, bro.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
He was finding hope for a love.
That's true.
That it would last forever.
He was upset that his new love's brother died.
Well, husband.
Husband.
But yeah.
His brother. I missed the joke on that. Everything can't be perfect.
You know, Joe Biden talks about these poor grandparents that haven't been able to hug their kids during COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has two grandkids he hasn't acknowledged.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
This is Grandpa Joe.
With the stripper.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I wouldn't acknowledge him either. If he came to my door,
DNA,
I'd be like,
DNA says they're 99.9% Joe's grandkids.
I'm just saying, if you showed up on my door and you're like, I have proof you're my daddy, I'd be like, hang on, I got to go get a shotgun.
not fire it into the air.
Not for them.
Yes. Fire
it
into the air to scare them to run away.
Yes. Like Joe Biden said.
No, he really should be responsible. And those are your kids, Hunter. Your kids. I realize you got to put up with Sparkle. But that's got to be the worst part, is having to have a stripper in your home.
You're like, ugh.
Like, could you stop stealing? So anyway.
These are your things.
Yeah.
This is yours.
Do you want me to break another vase? No, please.
No, please.
Please stop trying to smoke out of it. Anyway, so conclusion, in my opinion. Obviously, addiction is terrible and a crippling disease. As you know, I am an addict. But the media is trying to ignore the serious crimes alleged by handing Hunter a free victim card. So why don't you comment? Maybe you disagree with me.
Yeah.
I doubt you do, because I'd love to hear you stand up for him.
Disagrees with
but please, comment.
Disagreement on YouTube? I don't think that exists.
Everybody always says nice things. That's what I like about... Yeah. That's why they tell people, always read the comments.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's why. I read him to just
great
go,
for
look.
Self-esteem. Oh.
Yeah, I'm always like, I didn't know that there were even that many gay slurs for me.
Who knew?
Yeah, I wish I was kidding.
All the letters.
Yeah, every... there's LG.
Really go through the acronym.
Double ARP plus minus double A.
Nope.
Triple A. I have triple A.
Do you?
Well, if the car breaks down.
You need it.
Yeah, you call them up. They change my tires. I was on the freeway once.
And give you the slurs as well. Free.
They do.
Cars.
They walk up.
Like, couldn't change it.
Well, they're right then when I can't even change my own tire.
You're just looking at it, scratching your head like, but I don't know. You know, it's there.
I'm like, look, it's the middle of winter. You do it.
It's your job.
Yeah. I tip. I'm like, here's a 20. And they're like, wowee. I'm like, go get meth. So before we move on, we actually forgot the best part. He accidentally smoked Parmesan cheese.
Wow.
You would wake up some mornings, I shouldn't even say some mornings, because you slept for like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And be looking for crack and just smoke whatever was there?
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees.
A lot of crackheads are on their knees.
Rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone that you know, I'm sure.
That's not funny.
So awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Joke did not land with her.
Parmesan cheese.
He's like, this is relatable, right? You just smoke stuff you find in your rug.
Yeah.
Parmesan cheese,
as one does.
Right? Am I right?
Come on. You've been there. Come on. What? No? All right.
Next question.
You know, I am in recovery and an addict, so I do really feel for Hunter here. And I was actually surprised to learn there are a lot of addicts.
Wait. Do you guys smell that?
I do.
It smells like a smoked Gouda.
It's here. What's...
What's going on?
Hey, guys. Not to do that.
It's no laughing matter.
Yeah, it's not funny.
That smoking cheese thing is just, it's a big problem.
A lot of people are ODing.
Yeah.
O-cheesing. They find them over-cheesed. It's like in, what was that? Oh, never mind.
The self-censoring of
third rail.
Yeah. Like, the third rail just went by. Yeah. Speaking, yeah. So... I'm gonna get you, sucker. Do you remember that where they're like he overgold? He'd be like wearing 300 chains, and that's how he died. One of my favorite bits. How do you take a shit with all that on?
You don't.
So on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled the case against Trump. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Yeah, Clarence Thomas.
Yeah,
you know more than
that's
me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they ruled. So it was basically over him blocking a couple of people on Twitter and saying that that's a violation of the First Amendment, right? And but it was basically saying it was moot and should be dismissed.
Yes.
But in his concurring opinion, Clarence Thomas suggested a few ways in which digital media may be held responsible for removal of certain content. And so I'll read just kind of a quick quote here. If the aim is to ensure that speech is not smothered. Oh, Dave, you went too fast on the quote.
Oh.
It's not smothered.
I didn't know I was in control of you, too.
You're in control of everything.
Oh, okay. Heavens. I'm going to...
The glaring concern
you
must,
do it.
Perforce, which we need to look that word up.
Sorry.
Be the dominant digital platforms themselves. As Twitter made clear, the right to cut off speech lies most powerfully in the hands of private digital platforms. The extent to which that power matters for purposes of the First Amendment and the context to which that power could lawfully be modified raise interesting and important questions. Well, that was wordy, Clarence.
Yeah, I don't know what moot or concurring means. So here to explain is half Asian lawyer Bill Richmond.
Bill Richmond is his name. You two better stop playing games.
Well, Dave, moot and concurring opinion are important. When talking about this case, it's actually changed names. Some of y'all may not remember what the actual case was about because it originally started as Knight versus Trump. Back in the early parts of the Trump presidency, when President Trump was controlling his Twitter account, he decided to block a few people and they complained. Well, now, since that's all been under the water, under the bridge at this point, the case was continuing to go on despite President Biden taking office and now having control or ostensible control of that account. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled that the case was moot. There's no controversy anymore because the person at issue, Donald Trump, is no longer in office. But Clarence Thomas took this opportunity to issue a concurring opinion. It's one that is his own. It's one that he is allowed to publish to say, hey, I have some musings and some thoughts regarding this particular topic. And what's really interesting about it is that it crystallizes a number of different theories about how big tech can be held responsible for the size and growth and control of the market and what they really do when they're making their enforcement decisions. To break it down, there's a couple of very basic legal theories, all of which I'm sure you're familiar with, even if you don't know the name. One of those is the idea of the common carrier. You have buses, trains, lodging like hotels. Each of those over a certain amount of time went through the same thing. They're a private business. Should they be regulated? And for the common good, the government decided, and amongst the support of the people, that you should have free access and much less ability to restrict users that are people who get on buses, people that get on toll bridges, for example, or even hotels. Those became common carriers. They're subject to more regulation on what they can actually do to exclude because of the essential nature of that particular mode of either lodging or transportation. In a very similar analogy, Justice Thomas talks about how social media, given their large scale, has become a common carrier. They're drawn analogies between those examples and how the need to communicate, to advertise, even the sheer fact of the number of officials that are communicating on platforms and publishing media units like Twitter and YouTube and Facebook have just increased exponentially over the years, have made these companies more akin to common carriers and the method of communications that they provide.
Now, the second consideration is one of public accommodation. There's long been a theory of law that when you have a certain thing, such as entertainment that is generally available to the public, it should be exactly that, generally available to the public, with more restrictions on what they can do to actually exclude people who are participating. While there's a couple of different more legal arguments about which circuit is saying that you can do it with physical spaces or not, in the end, we know that these big tech companies have, of their own admission, wanted to grow to become ubiquitous within our society. That's how they make money. But their own growth has come with consequences. They've gotten to the level of being public accommodations. They've gotten to the level of being so big and so pervasive within our society as a mode of communication, both privately and in official capacities, that they now must essentially pay the consequences for that growth. In the end, though, Justice Thomas admits that there really is not that kind of case before the court at that very moment. The case about Biden's control now of the Trump Twitter account when Trump was president really isn't the dispute there. But what every one of us is thinking intuitively is what Justice Thomas put down very eloquently, that these companies have become so big that their ability to control the flow of information, their ability to close the doors of the marketplace of ideas, or even worse, secretly decide to keep certain ideas out of the marketplace and off the shelves for consumers to consider as they go about their public lives, is something of very big concern. And without a doubt, there will be more cases that come up that deal with this issue on all sides of the spectrum.
That's why we have a lawyer.
See you next time, Dave. Bill Richmond, this is me.
You should be better stop playing games. He's a good man.
He really is.
He has a good theme song, too. I'm a little bit jealous of that. But you know, he made a few good points. And we've heard people talk to us before about this and say, look, it's a free, you know, free market economy. You guys should not have restrictions on what companies can do. And for the most part, that's accurate until you reach a level where you become the new digital public square, right? So right now, if we wanted to go out and make a point about something that's controversial and, you know, something that would never, ever happen, right, guys? YouTube would ban
never
us.
Happened.
Twitter would ban us. And also Facebook would ban us all in the same period of time.
Couldn't even imagine that.
On something that was kind of topical that we were trying to talk about, that would keep us from having a voice, right? So we could go and speak somewhere, right, publicly and speak in a public space, but you've basically taken away our ability to do it in the way that the founders intended. So what they were talking about is, look, people go over here, you can go to the public square, you can say whatever you want, and you can reach as many people as you want by doing that. Well, not anymore. They have become the new digital public square. And I think it's really important that these cases make their way there. But I think it's coming through the states. I think once the states enact those laws, like you've seen in Florida, I think we're going to see it in Texas as well soon here.
Yeah.
You're going to start to see some people challenge it. And then it will start making its way through the courts. And it needs to happen because speech needs to be free. If the Ayatollah Khomeini can say death to all Jews and still have a Twitter account, then I think that Donald Trump saying something a little mean or a little bit rude probably isn't grounds for kicking him off of Twitter completely. So I think it's an interesting point. And I'm glad Clarence Thomas weighed in on
that. Did you guys hear that?
Always.
What is going on? Seriously, guys. It's my second show. What? Not okay.
Wow. Those Colombians.
Guys.
Never okay. I know they've been smuggling the cheese in here, and I've asked them not to.
Every time.
Throwing them over the fence.
So
he's Colombian.
Yeah. Is he Colombian?
He is.
Just drop basically. Him gently on the other side.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought.
On his head.
Well, I wish he would stop. We've talked to him, and he just doesn't care. Anyway,
can't
so I don't know if you've heard this story. Is it Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
QB?
There you go. Yes, you still have it.
Quarterback.
I just want to call quarterback that QB.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
I don't know football.
So. Better, so.
He doesn't
better.
Know football.
No. The hell you just said?
I said you're better.
Oh, I'm better. Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, if you guys don't know, he's been
I'm trying to put this in words that won't get me in trouble. He enjoyed going to massage parlors, right. What I understand, which, who cares? But the problem is the women at the massage parlors claim that he, I guess he went to like normal massage parlors and was like, hey, I want you to
do things.
Finish the massage. Right.
Involving the back door. Well,
apparently the front door and all doors.
You mean the gluteus muscle?
There's a lot Dave? Of...
The gluteus muscle. I like how you put that.
I don't think he meant muscle.
Yeah.
The sphincter.
I think he meant twixt between.
Yes, it's betwixt the...
Yes.
He meant...
the rumpus.
He meant the black hole.
Oh, jeez.
Starfish.
The winky.
Yes, the area where no one should go near on a man.
No.
Ugh. I mean, unless you want to. I don't want to.
Well, of course.
You know, but he has been now he's being, I guess he can't go. Is this right, Gerald? He's moving from Houston to.
Well, so he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, right, for the Houston Texans. He can still play the game. That's not the issue so far.
It's not as relaxed.
Yeah.
No.
But his sponsors, he's got some really big sponsors, Reliant Energy, Beats by Dre, and Nike, and they've all cut ties with him over this because that's obviously what everybody's going to do right now. Mm. And it's not like a few women have come out. It's 22 women who have come out and filed lawsuits against him. And
the team's trainer.
And, well, yes, absolutely. And one woman, Ashley.
Maybe he just doesn't know what a massage actually is. He's just
mistaken. You know, maybe it's a different definition for everyone. I don't know. He's like, I thought the butthole was part of the massage of it, thing. Man. I mean, I pucker a lot.
Well, he's probably
got an achy butthole.
Yeah.
He's probably under a lot of stress right now and can't go relieve it.
Exactly.
Just sitting at home like, why do I do this?
Yeah.
He's just using like two back massagers.
Yeah.
It's like something's got to take me to my special place. So, one woman, Ashley Salas, I think her name is, claims Watson assaulted her while she was trying to give him a massage. And Watson's lawyer, Rusty Hardin.
No.
Which is actually what...
No.
That's his name, Rusty Hardin, which is actually one of the things he asked for.
How is that his name?
They're going in front of Judge Rusty Trombone. Rusty's lawyer. His lawyer, Rusty Hardin, said the allegations were.
She's a real lawyer.
A real name.
Why would
real
you?
Name. Real name.
Why would you hire him?
You're a lawyer. Change your own name legally. Come on.
Well, yeah, he's very. He has all the paperwork and can do it for free. Yeah.
What if he's a ginger?
He probably is.
Oh, jeez.
He probably is.
We need a picture of Rusty Hardin.
His last
Esquire.
I'm Rusty O'Hardin.
Drop the O and my family came over to America.
Yes, and he said that the allegations were meritless and part of a blackmail scheme, which I will give him. It does seem like a very convenient time for all these women to kind of come out of the woodwork who are essentially committing crimes. And say that this happened. It's just very strange. But we aren't here, you know. We're supposed to have a Rusty Hardin Photoshop. Is that right?
I don't have one here.
Where's Brendan?
I thought that was supposed to happen. Yeah.
Did Brendan not?
Can someone please find Brendan? We're supposed to have a Rusty Hardin Photoshop. This is...
What?
Any you guys seen Brendan anywhere?
I saw someone doing something in the bathroom.
Bathroom?
Get out! I'm in the bathroom!
Yeah, Brendan.
It's occupied!
Man, I knew that's what happened to his arm.
Totally normal, right?
It's a cheese epidemic.
If the Hunter Biden world is okay, then so is this.
He's been sharing cheesels.
You never share your cheese.
No, cheese whiz.
You got to do it yourself.
Well, look, poor Deshaun Watson, right? Potentially, but also jerk Deshaun Watson, potentially, right? I'm not leaning either way. I'm not saying that these women didn't have these things happen to them at all, and I'm not saying that Deshaun Watson is a saint. I have no idea.
You're not a lawyer. You're not Rusty.
I'm not
Rusty Trombone.
Rusty Hardin.
Yes.
I think the timing is a little curious. He was about to sign probably one of the largest contracts in NFL history for a quarterback, one of the best guys out there, highly sought after by every team looking for a quarterback. And this comes out in the midst of him trying to force his way out of Houston. Maybe he wanted out of Houston because he had all of these allegations following him around. He's like, I have no more parlors I can go to. They all know me now.
Well, he wanted fresh meat.
Yeah, something. I have no idea.
He's but like, just, yeah, I go seems, in and they're like, hey, buddy.
It seems odd. And then the lawyer for a lot of these women basically just released these claims with no supporting evidence at all initially into the media for about a week and a half. So I hope it's not true, but I have no idea. It just seems a little suspect to me right now.
It does. I mean, we can't speculate too much, you know, since I don't know all the details yet. But I mean, in the meantime, here is the 7+1 new endorsement deals for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yes.
No. You forgot the fan in the chamber.
It's always one in the chamber, right?
That should be it.
Number 7, Jack in the Box.
Well, that's obvious.
Oh, okay.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yes, low. That's what I pick. I'm very short. I can't reach the high stuff. So, number 6, why don't we go to quarterback?
Oh.
Kleenex for Deshaun Watson. That's right.
Oh, there's the translation.
Yeah, I got to do it, too, at the same time.
Got it.
It's a little hard.
Number 5. What do we got?
All right. He's co-starring with John Travolta, one of your favorite actors, in the new movie Pants Off.
I want his pants off. Also, Travolta known for the massage.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Yeah. He's known to have had a few.
Yeah, what is it, like mid-air when he's the pilot and he walks out and he's like, you're going to want to take care of this. All right.
Who's on autopilot?
Yeah, that's right. Number 4, Papa Craw.
In and Out.
Yep.
Oh, I get it.
Fur burger.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Whoa. Hey,
what would you?
What, you've never dropped a burger on the carpet?
Is that... No, is that what it? No.
I don't know.
Is that one of those secret animal burger things you have to order?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Is In and Out? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have it on the menu.
It's a legit thing.
Yep.
Okay.
It's true.
All right.
It's like when you go to pizza places and you ask for more than pepperoni. You don't know.
Just guess.
Number 3, Traffickers Table Showers. Table showers, because they're only used for that. Like, nobody takes a table shower at home. You're not like, I'm gonna go lay on the table, and instead it's where shower. 80 guys have been before you and you're like, yeah, rinse me off. Is this what will wash away my sins?
Nope. Negative.
Number 2, Ming's Dry Rub.
Oh,
It doesn't go on wet. Number 1, what you got? You want to do it?
This is all you, buddy.
If you're uncomfortable. All right. Beat Offs by Andrea.
That's a new one. You got to replace the headphone sponsor, man. You know?
They're like Beats by Dre, but not
yeah,
at
more
all.
More handy.
Yeah, they're very handy. That's well done. Line of the day.
Thank you.
All right. Number 1, though, and we is Jerk Soda.
Oh.
And we actually have a commercial that he's filmed for
already?
This. I don't know if you knew. Yeah, he already made the commercial, so they can't really drop him since they signed him. I don't know how they knew about all this, but let's take a look. Or not.
Eventually. Oh my goodness.
He threw the kid his towel.
That's so sad. Mm.
Oh, my heavens.
That's just not nice.
That's 7+1, right?
Yeah, that's 7+1. Thanks for watching.
You forgot the fan in the chamber.
There's still one in the chamber.
I think there's always one, and it always stays.
Is it every time?
And you always forget every time.
Even when you're done, it's like magic.
Even with Russian roulette?
Pretty much.
Which they played yesterday.
Well...
Prevented. Well, Bill was.
Thank the Lord.
Bill was here yesterday in the same outfit.
I know. That's an iconic commercial, and I can't believe that they would do it like that.
Yeah,
I
mean, what a rehash. Like, come on. It's some creativity.
It's strange, too, because it doesn't even really. It just looks like his head hastily cut on the other one's butt.
I mean, it was like we did it almost.
Yeah. It seems completely...
They're better than that.
We didn't.
They're better than that.
But fortunately, when you come up with a last-minute idea, you have a crack team to make
get it done.
Nails it.
You guys really are amazing. Anyway, I don't know if you guys know this. Journalists are still stuck on Trump.
Yeah.
Last weekend, Brian Stelter, Stelter, how do you say it?
Seltzer. Helter Stelter is all I hear.
Okay. Last weekend, Brian Helter Skelter and Jim Acosta discussed how they're still recovering from the trauma of the Trump presidency.
I'd love to hear from both of you how D.C. journalists are adjusting to the Biden era. Jim, this is your first weekend anchoring here on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Do you feel like your rundown, your lineup is really different than it would have been in the Trump years?
When you're asking me if I was run down, I thought you were referring to how I felt during the Trump era. No, I think that, you know, listen, I think we're all dealing with some post-Trump stress disorder.
Wow.
Wow.
You are fake news.
I prefer the guy in the middle on Modern Family.
Do you see his smile, though, there at the end? That is the smile of a supervillain.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
He's
diabolical.
Creep.
I don't know if we can pull it up, but it's, yeah.
Are you a big fan, Crawdaddy?
They have just given up all intention of objectivity. It's just brutal to watch.
Well, they don't have a villain.
They think they're a news organization.
Yeah, they don't have a villain. And that's why we have to watch.
They're bored now.
They're still talking about it.
Who is that? Is that the Pepperidge Farms guy? Is this the George Floyd trial?
It is.
It is, yeah. Oh. He's an expert witness, I think.
Oh, of course, here's this guy. He wears the same mask every day.
And he's whispering.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be seen.
I'll tell you what, cookies are the best. That's why they were inside of Cup of Foods.
Oh, no.
You could get...
Nope.
Third way.
Not only the physiology behind trying to respirate. He's a pulmonologist, so he's an expert in this field. But also, he talks about George Floyd.
You know
Floyd
who isn't you? You're not an expert in this field.
Yeah, why are you talking and he's not?
People, yeah.
Chest up, and you combine that with not just the idea of the kneeling, but he adds a new element here, the idea of the manipulation of handcuffs.
Red Rover.
With the,
all right,
with the
let's
street.
Move on.
Yeah.
What does Cup of Foods even mean? It makes me think of Sack of Suds. Says, remember from My Cousin's
Day?
Cup Foods.
You break into the Sack of Suds.
It's just Cup Foods.
Yeah.
Like you go in and you walk out and you're like, oh, I got a cup of meat.
You just grab a cup as you go in. It's, you know, like with the nuts and the candy.
Oh, like the yogurt place.
You just fill it up with whatever.
And then strudel. They weigh it.
Just anything.
Strudel, preferably.
Yeah.
If I'm in there.
I mean, counterfeit, you know, at the
cordon
end.
Bleu.
Counterfeit.
People always
end.
Say, Dave, you look like a strudel guy. Anyway. CNN. CNN was probably too traumatized to cover this, but we here, Louder with Crowder, have actually obtained exclusive audio from a leaked phone call between former VP Joe Biden and President Trump.
President Harris's office, this is Joe.
Yes, can I please speak to a Mr. Puppet?
Huh? A puppet, huh?
Correct. First initials, I am.
Sure, yeah. I am... a puppet? Not sure. Let me ask. Does anyone know? I am a puppet? Anyone? I am a puppet.
He did it. He did it.
Oh, come on. What in holy hell? You stop calling here, okay? Come on.
You're a puppet, Joe. A huge puppet. Hey. You just said it, Joe.
Hey, come on. Listen, let me tell you something. If I ever find out who you are, okay, I'm not joking. When I get my hands on you, I'm serious. I'm going to pull out your eyeballs. Okay, with a corkscrew, man.
Oh, are puppets in the habit of using corkscrews?
Okay, come on, guys. Okay.
Did you hear? He said, did you hear about the corkscrew?
All right, come on, guys. We got to change this number. And my diaper.
Man, he really does change his diaper a lot.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, it's true. And you got to go right now, got to go. What's that jingle?
Right now.
Got to go right now.
Is it depends?
Gotta go, gotta go, gotta
How
go.
Many jingles are we gonna sing in this?
Lots show? Of I don't jingles.
Know. That's so why they jingles. Call me Jingles.
Is that your stripper name?
It is. Yeah. I
welcome
have
to the stage,
you,
Jingles.
Yes. Jingles.
I have two boys at home that are looking for their Papa Hunter.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Jeez.
Stripper.
No. It's tough times when Hunter has to hit the pole too, you know?
Yeah, well, Hunter has hit the pole many times. So what happened? All right.
What?
Where are we?
Shut
anyway.
What now?
You know the thing.
Comment.
Yes, comment. Yeah. Also, come see me. I have a lot of upcoming shows, and I'm going to use this moment to pitch those.
Where are you at next?
I'm going to be in Port Charlotte, Florida next week, Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow. I also am going to have dates at the Addison Improv and the Houston Improv in June that are going to go up, and it's going to be during the week. So if people happen to be in Texas, they can come hang out.
There you go. I like it.
And then Toledo, Ohio.
You get tickets to that?
And they'll be free for you guys.
And stop throwing the fruit, guys. Dave has plenty of money to buy his own vegetables.
That's true. Fruit,
and anything else he needs.
Yes, vegetables just like Biden. And also, don't do cheese, guys. It's a serious thing.
It is.
And if you want to comment down here, you can happily tell us how cheese has affected your life. But until then, I guess we should just say to YouTube?
It's cheese off?
Cheese off, YouTube.